And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg is beginning to see something now which she never quite realized, despite all her understanding and sympathy. Sylvia Allison, the girl Sammy wanted to marry, the girl he then discovered was not for him, really loves him, and Sylvia has nothing left but this strange love. Without it, she said there would be nothing to live for. Sammy ran after her as she left the house, and they both drove off in a car. Molly's frightened again for her own son. Listen.
Allison, get ready. They go riding now, there.
Molly.
Take please.
They must have gone over to Leah's house. They're trying to push to each other now, I suppose. Oh. But don't worry about Sammy, Mrs. Goldberg. You can well afford to hold your head up high and be proud of him. And you can afford to tell me how I failed. Well, you're a successful parent. I'm the failure. How much a parent is responsible for the failure of his children, who knows? You tell me it's my responsibility. All right? Maybe it is.
You shouldn't have said what you said to him, Molly.
I said what I had to say to him. It should have been said and what had to be said. And would that it was said to him long before I said. A man don't live by bread alone. That's what I said. From the cradle, that must be taught. I said he devoted his life to collecting something to leave to his children, and now that he has it to leave, he has no children to leave it to. That's what I said. All his energy and all his life went to taking care of his business. His children he would pay back later. That's what I said. Well, Sylvia's paying him before his time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Things aren't what we live for, Jake. Things are what we use to live. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said, sentence by sentence and period by period. That's what I said. I wouldn't be sitting here with my heart ready to break in a million parts if Mr. Allison was an honest father.
Mr. Allison raised his family without a wife, Molly, without a mother for his children.
Pa, Mr. Allison wants you.
I'm going. Take care of your mother, Rosalie.
But it's Sam and Sylvia go riding now,
Leah. Oh, over to Leah's house. I asked Mr. Allison more. She said so.
How does he know?
Oh, that's what he thought.
Why should Sammy care anymore? Why should Sammy have to go to Leah and Ed's house? Why should he care anymore? No matter what, why should he go over there and why should he care?
Well, you know how Sammy is, Martin.
I know.
He always has to do things the way he thinks is right. And no matter how wrong it is, Sammy will do it if he thinks it's right. He just can't work out on Sylvia. I know Sammy, Mom. I know what he's doing.
Yes, you know what he's doing.
Oh, it's Leah. Don't start
all
anything.
All right, please.
Hello, Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello, Leah. Is Sammy over at your house?
I don't know. Why?
Well, we thought maybe he was.
I'm not coming from home.
Oh, you're not coming from home. Well, then, well, then maybe call up Leah's house.
Oh, where's my father?
He's upstairs. Call up Leah's house.
I'll call. Will you tell my father I'm here, Rosie, please?
Yes, but I'll just wait until you call. I'd like to know if my brother is over at your house.
All right, Rosalie, I'll call.
Anything happened?
No.
Well, I'll call.
Please, if you will call.
5-4, please.
We'd like to know.
I suppose I'm being blamed for everything, eh?
Why, you?
Oh, hello? Oh.
So?
All right. Line's busy.
Oh, the line's busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go up, Rosalie. Go up, darling. Tell Mr. Allison that his daughter's here.
No, not his daughter. He might think it's Sylvia. You better say his daughter, Leah.
Go, Mommy.
We're not much of a family, are we?
I don't know.
Oh, you do. I'm sure you do.
You mean, I know now why his family left, I do.
I suppose that's why my father wants to see me.
Really? He knows the truth.
It's too late.
For what?
For it to mean anything to anyone except you. At least you can take your son back home with you. We have to live here with what's left. And that's nothing.
You have your family, your children.
Yes.
Won't they mean anything to you?
I don't know, Mrs. Goldberg. The way I feel, I don't know.
People can't keep living in the past, Leah. We did. We, She couldn't be anything. Not even the best of us.
If I forgot everything, what would I have? No matter what my sister did to Sammy, he has his whole life left. But with me, it's different.
You're young.
Young? In what way? In years? Oh, that kind of youth doesn't count. You're young when you've got something to hope for.
You have nothing? Will you call your house again, please?
It's all right.
But it's not busy now. 5:04, please.
Mom!
1 minute over, please. Hello? Busy yet?
Hello? Hello?
Yes? No? He is there?
Thank you.
Huh?
No answer.
Oh,
maybe they're out in the back garden and they can't hear the phone.
Oh.
Oh, Papa?
Yes.
Rosalie. Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
Sit down, Leah. Tell me, when did you first find out what was going on between Sylvia and Ed?
Now you believe it.
Tell me, Leah.
Now you believe it. Now. Now when everything is ruined and over with, you believe it.
I asked you a question. When did you first find out?
Maybe I always knew it. A woman isn't married to a man without knowing he doesn't love her. Who could I go to? You? Could I tell you what I thought or felt? You knew things weren't right with us, that Ed and I weren't happy. Did you ever come over to ask why? Did you care? You played favorites. Sylvia. Sylvia was the apple of your eye. It was always Sylvia this and Sylvia that. Always Sylvia. When you wanted to know something about me, you asked Sylvia. Well, Sylvia told you. And now you're sitting here with two daughters, one about to be divorced and the other not going to be married.
Why didn't you come to me? Was I really such a bad father?
You weren't good.
What was my badness?
You forgot that one child is never better than another.
What harm did I do you? You married Ed against my wishes. I gave him a place in the store.
For what? To humiliate him? To be less than your lowest employee?
Was that my fault, too?
No, what difference does that make? I'm divorcing Ed.
You should never have married him the way I said.
There's nothing wrong with Ed except that he doesn't love me. You were never right about Ed. You didn't like him because he didn't come up to your idea of smartness. He was easy and gentle, and he didn't care for the thing that you valued. That's why you hated him. And that's why Sylvia pushed him off on me. Well, you're both wrong about Sammy, too, the both of you. You and Sylvia were both wrong. Because Sammy isn't what you thought. He doesn't care for your kind of success or Sylvia's kind of love.
All right. He's not having my kind of success and Sylvia's kind of love. That's something I can't help now.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Ed? Ed? Is it Sammy? Ed. Sammy and Sylvia there, Ed.
Here, let me have that phone, please. Ed? I want you to come over here right away. Yes, please.
Is Sam and Sylvia there?
No, huh? They're not.
No, they're not?
What are you afraid of, Mrs. Goldberg?
No.
Everything is over between Sammy and Sylvia?
You mean let's hope it's over. Well, Sylvia still has a breath of life in her body. Nothing's over.
Molly looks at Mr. Allison and Leah. From face to face, a questioning look goes around in alarm. What does the absence of Sammy and Sylvia mean?